a response, I suppose, was needed after not winning your any of your first three, and you got that tonight.
Aye, of course, a response was needed. The points were scarce at this stage before we came in here tonight, and I suppose if we'd lost this one, we were definitely in the bargain basement area, and it was going to be very, very hard to get enough points to stay up. It still won't be easy, but it's a good start, and to have three rather than one, is we're really pleased about that. And I suppose for once in our lives, we were able to break away from Monaghan. I mean, it's always been a very tough game against them, and there's never really much of a scoreline like that between us. And I suppose that's the second pleasing thing about it, that we were able to tag on a good lot of scores there. Probably could have had more, but we can't be too disappointed, because we created plenty of scoring chances and took enough of them to get a good win. Yeah, well, I think it was important that we'd continue on at the start of the second half and try and add to that lead that we probably were preserving a bit in the first half, at the end of the first half, and it may not have been pretty or not may have pleased the crowd, but I suppose when they got the 14 men that they were allowed to have on the field behind the ball, practically inside their own 45, there wasn't going to be many places to go to actually carve out a score. So if we'd gone in there with the ball, I think we'd have been eaten up and they would have hit us on the break, and that would have been very... you know, not nice for us to deal with. So it was a safety measure, I suppose. We had 3-point lead. Okay, you might say you try and push on with that, but you can only push on maybe if the situation in front of you looks like you would have a good chance of success. At that time, it didn't look like we'd have that. So I suppose we had to and try and invite them to come out. The reason we were keeping the ball out there was to invite them to come out and give us more room to break through. But they didn't come out too far, so therefore that's why then a few minutes went on the way they did. Very few wides, but I still think we had a number of more of good chances that we didn't take, a few good goal chances. So we have to look into that and hope that we can add to that. But I've always maintained that I suppose the real key in this thing is about creating scoring chances. And I suppose if you create enough of them, then you'll get enough to give you a decent chance of a win.
Would you be concerned if these goal chances, Ben McDonald, Declan McClure, and then Peter Hart with a brilliant effort, would have made a brilliant goal, of course, just wide?
Yeah, no, I would be more concerned if we weren't creating any of those things. You know, I think the fact that we're creating them means that there's a lot of good play going on, there's a lot of cohesive play going on, and people are getting themselves into goal scoring positions. And I know if you get yourself into goal scoring positions often enough, then I think you definitely will add to your tally. I don't think it matters where Dublin play. They play so well, it really doesn't matter where they play. So I don't think the idea of having the home games in Croke Park adds anything to them. I think they have enough going for them and they play well enough, and I think they would travel gladly to anywhere too. So I don't think it's Dublin's decision that's the way it is. And I suppose people like to play in Croke Park, so you know, I wouldn't mind playing in Croke Park. It's a lovely place to play. So I was most concerned, I suppose, about the Mayo performance, because I think we were a bit lethargic and we didn't show much fight, and we really capitulated to them, and that's not like Tyrone. And I was happy enough with the Roscommon performance, because I thought we had a great first 20-25 minutes. We were playing against a gale force wind and it was about a 3-all draw or something, and the wheels came off the wagon just in one small period of time before half time. And even then, you know, it wasn't insurmountable, that 6-point lead. We had it back to 4 inside about 5 minutes. It was the goal we conceded after that that was really upsetting for us, because I think it was unfortunate. The players were doing their best not to even concede a point, and then took their eye of the ball, of the man off the ball, and they tapped in a goal. So there was the whole mountain to climb again with less time to go. But the fact that we came back from 7 points in that second half and snatched a draw, and you know, people will point to that last minute free reversal. But, you know, at that stage, we were down Matty Donnelly. After just having equalised, we lost him. So that had a big impact. I think if he had stayed on the field, we'd have won that game. I think it would have been a huge win. The fact that we salvaged a point was very, very pleasing too.